Hey y'all. Well, it's time to say goodbye, my friend. We knew the time would end. I don't even know the song. I think that was like our school alma mater. But yeah, y'all, I think this is definitely my last season. I'm gonna stop at 4. I can't imagine what the hell I'd have to talk to y'all about in season 5 if I went to 5 seasons. You know, the journey that I'm on and the spiritual path. Oh Lord, sorry y'all. The spiritual path that I'm taking right now is just not. It's a private journey, and I definitely don't want to share it. And so that means there'll be too many days and too many months between episodes as I go and grow through this. And so I just want to take the time to thank you now. And I want to give the biggest thank you to my older sister. She's always been in my corner for as long as I can remember, always cheering me on and feeling like I can conquer the world if I so choose to. And never judging. Just always support me. And thank you, chicken. I love you. I love you, girl. I love this dude, baby. I know nobody other than her is probably even going to get that reference, because a lot of y'all have never seen Hollywood Shuffle. And Robert Townsend, I feel like he is so underrated. He is a person, a man who set out with a vision from The Parenthood to Meteor Man to Hollywood Shuffle. Like, to me, I remember seeing this black man at, oh, The 5 Heartbeats. You know, I just feel like he doesn't get his just due. But Hollywood Shuffle is probably one of my favorite movies, other than The Wood. The Wood and Hollywood Shuffle are those are my favorite movies of all time. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I know these movies literally like line for line. But anyway, that reference, I loved it, that dude, this dude, baby. he was my only brother. My only brother. I know only Chicken will understand that. So that's how much I love you, girl. But I really do appreciate you, and I appreciate y'all. My sister would share my podcast. I wouldn't even share it. I would see it on her, posted on her timeline. Not even post it, you know. Sometimes I don't even have faith in my own work, you know, my sister did. So sometimes you need that energy, you know. And sometimes you need somebody who supports you, loves you, and gives you a vibe when you don't have the courage to stand behind your own stuff. And that's my sister. So I appreciate you, Queen. And to anyone else who's listened, again, I can't see y'all. I know for sure my sister, because again, I'm friends with her and I can see her timeline, and she would post when I have a new episode out. But I can't see y'all personally. I can only see somewhat of the demographic of men to women ratio who listen to the show, or like a geographical location. But I definitely can't see like who's recurring listeners, who's subscribed, none of that. I really never been able to see that. But my podcast has been a bit of a lot of places, like major. I see it sometimes when I like sign into my Spotify, and if I don't have it added to my favorites, I'll just see it trending, like it's on there. I'm like, what? That's me. That's that's my link. Like, what? So, you know, stuff like that makes you feel something. You know, it's like it's not all in vain. And I never really done anything in my life to really for notoriety, like, or to be. You know, I just don't. I'm okay with being below the radar. Let's say that, like, I'm not really an attention seeker. For all of the things that I do, they are sometimes outward, like, you know, not inward, but I'm a wallflower. I like to be seen, maybe touched, but not really heard all the time, you know? So this podcast gave me the opportunity to free myself of feelings that I didn't always want to write in journals, because I have so many journals in here. I have a whole bookshelf full of journals. And my podcast gave me the opportunity to come out of writing and to say it out loud, to say it with my chest. And so it was definitely a great opportunity. I would recommend it to anyone. You know, everybody, as again I say, everybody in the world right now has a podcast. Absolutely everybody has a podcast, because it's like free. It's like they used to have, where they tried to ban like pirate, they call it pirate radios back in the day, when, you know, they used to try to censor what was on the radio. And that's why I feel like everybody has a podcast now, because there's really no censorship. You can say what the fuck you want, you know, and mean what the fuck you say, I guess. So, but it's been real, y'all. It's been a journey. This whole experience has been a journey, and I've been up and I've been down and I've been left and I've been right and I've been back and I've been forth. But I haven't given up. I'm encouraged, and sometimes I'm encouraged by my own words. I go back and I listen to an episode and I'm like, damn, like, yeah, you know, like, say it, like, that's what you mean, like. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, did I really say that? Like, like, people could really hear that. And I see y'all listening. I'm like, oh my gosh, should I delete that? You know, am I too much? Is that too much? Like, but I hope that while I'm gone from this part of it, you know, podcasting world, that if you ever need anything, you can use one of these episodes to help you. If you don't necessarily want to talk to people, or you don't necessarily want to hear what anybody has to say, you know, that's close to you or around you, I hope this will be something that you refer to, because I refer to it. But again, it's my podcast, so maybe only I will refer to it and relate to it. But I hope it hasn't been so closed-minded and censored that only I can relate to the things that I've talked about on these episodes. I really hope it's something that, sorry y'all, we could all use. It's still the same. Like, my nose gets stuffy, or I'm like belching or something. It comes at the worst time. Like, and y'all can probably hear me drinking too. I have the loudest esophagus. I just want to, like, my sister has this joke that I'm like a camel because every time I drink something, and it doesn't matter, like, I don't even have to be like dehydrated or thirsty. Like, I'm just taking a sip of water because the water is sitting here. It is loud. Like, my throat is just not quiet. You know, that's how I know I'm meant to be doing something with my throat. Not like, not in a sexual way, y'all, either. Get your fucking mind out the gutter, okay? I'm just saying, it's how I know I was supposed to be speaking, or talking or laughing or singing or something like that, because I have just such this loud ass throat area. But I hope this hasn't been too bad of an experience for you. I hope you didn't click on here and regret it. And if you did, oh fucking well, you know, thank you for trying. But it's been real, y'all. If I could leave you with anything, it's like I've always said, live your life. You only have this one. And if you can do the majority of the things you want, you're living. And if you can't, you're existing. And you need to learn to start living. Okay? I really, 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 really thank y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this chance. Thank you for listening. I will link my YouTube page somehow in the comments. for this episode, but I probably have to do it on my laptop and not my cell phone. In case y'all just want to follow me or see what I look like, if you don't know me, you have never seen me, or if you do know what I look like and you just haven't seen me in a while, okay? Don't come on here talking shit. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to go back and forth. No, I'm just probably going to block you. So come on your humble shit, okay? If you do decide to come at all. But that will be probably my next real journey, is really trying to get my YouTube channel popping. And but this part of the journey has been really dope. And thank y'all, okay? Thank you, thank you, thank you. And what does Spock say from Star Trek? Live long. Live long and fucking prosper. Later, y'all. Bye!